She's Mr. Bean. She's the Mr. Bean of murder. Anyway,
those people.
That's probably enough chit chat, guys. Sorry, can you just come in here? Just a bit of shush, please. Can I get a bit of shush? Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Come in. Everyone sit down and welcome to the Bunta Vista End of Financial Year Stakeholder Meeting. You are all paying subscribers, so, of course, you do have a say in how the podcast is run. Of course, you all have one vote worth of power, and then Andrew, Theo, Ben, myself, we all have 80,000 votes. So it is a democracy of sorts, and we do appreciate the feedback that you have for us. So just ahead of Q3, I do just want to check in on some of our key deliverables here. Andrew, I did ask you this last week. I'm not sure if you saw the email, but how are we looking on cum jokes at the moment? Because I feel like our performance might have been down this year.
We are in the red on cum jokes.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's anything we can do to sort of pump up those numbers. Oh, there's one. That was good. That was great. That's a great start.
That's good. I mean, we're down 15% year on year.
I said, if you've got blood in your cum, it makes you cum brown, doesn't it?
Huh?
Can you?
I mean,
I'm not, why would you have blood in
from
your
personal
cum?
Experience? This is that Jesus thing where people Christ. Like post on the internet, being like, "My cum is brown." All of a sudden, everyone's like, "That means you've got blood in your cum."
You've been posting.
Where am I seeing
online,
these
ben?
Posts?
I'm talking about other people's posts. I'm not talking about my own.
How would you
I don't
get blood
want to
in
say
your
the
cum?
Word.
Yeah.
Well, because you've got some sort of disease. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
There's so
all
many
I know
ways
is
that it could end up in
blood
there,
makes
right?
you cum brown. I'm not crazy.
I mean, it makes sense. The blood would be brown, not bright red. Anyway,
we're only down 8%
now, which is good.
Right. Lifted up already. Great. That's great. Some good news. We are up 200% on homoerotic jokes, turning stories homoerotic. So that's great. But if we could just get the cum jokes up a little more, I'd really appreciate that. Theo, if I can just check in with you on interpersonal drama on the Discord. Mm-hmm. Just wondering if you've got any ideas on how we can like kind of ramp that up this year.
Ramp that up. It is, are way down on last year, can I just tell you? unfortunately, this year and especially Q3, Q4 of FY25, really no drama going on there. I think we got to start. If we ask the five whys, haven't people been going insane on the Discord? Well, we are not attracting insane listeners. Why aren't we attracting insane listeners? Are they spending their money with the
maybe
the
elsewhere?
Fucking,
maybe they're spending their money elsewhere. Maybe we've got to get them over here. Yeah. I know you've all got really busy days ahead. I know you've all got 8 other podcasts to listen to that you listen to the second that they come out and as soon as they download onto your Patreon, so I won't hold you up too much. I just want to check in with you, Ben. Not a comfortable conversation. I do apologize, but I am just increasingly thinking that we might need to let Mark go. There's not a lot of his presence here at these meetings. I'm just not seeing a lot of the work being done.
Yeah.
I wasn't gonna say anything, but this is what I'm so fucking sick of is you fucking business degree assholes with your fucking RM Williams, your fucking King's fucking accessories on your fucking Prados. You come in here and you have this business mindset where you're like, oh, what are Mark's deliverables? What are Mark's KPIs?
Yeah. Or can we get Mark's KPIs up on the screen, please, Mark?
I mean, we're paying Mark's salary here. That's
okay.
All. You know, where do you think the money comes from?
But where do you think it goes? Why do you think we have him? The vibe that I get it. He puts the stuff up on screen and no one listening sees it.
Mm-hmm. And he chose a pie chart for these as well, for this graphic, which is terrible data choice.
Look, it's not about – he's not traditionally – like he doesn't come from like a fucking whatever background, all right?
Yeah.
The vibe that he's like a bay leaf.
I'd love to just have people here based on good vibes. You know, I'd love that. That would be my favorite actually. But I've got
bills to pay.
I've got RM Williams to buy.
You know?
Okay, well, he's actually, he just got indexed with the new financial year. He's actually on 127,000 a year now.
Yeah.
But can you, like, the feeling we get from having Mark in the room silently is electric. You guys have no fucking idea what it actually takes to create this vibe. And you're looking at him just because he is literally asleep right now. He's having one of his little power naps, and he will wake up before the episode is over.
And you're not going to read this in one of your like Accenture books, right? Yes. You're not going to get this course from EY.
Yeah. They don't teach this at QUT.
No.
They don't teach you how much you need, Mark.
I guess we'll table this one for later then. Yeah, I'll check it with you.
Yeah,
later.
Let's table this one.
Check it later. Yeah.
Oh, circle back. Circle back. Yeah. Hey, these sorts of disagreements, they can happen to anyone. And we talk about disagreements in a segment we call Paging Dr. Lucy. It's time for Paging Dr. Lucy.
If you find that you are having a little relationship trouble, just to pick up your telephone and dial it on the double. You call 1-800-317-5155. Now you're paging Dr. Lucy.
From CNN, Idaho man says ChatGPT sparked a, quote, spiritual awakening, but wife says it threatens their marriage.
Wives always say that when you discover a higher power than your bloody wife, am I right?
They don't want you being influenced by someone else. They want to be the authority on everything. Yep. They
imagine.
They want to cut you off from your friends.
You're there. You're dragging around the ball and chain, right? Mm-hmm. And someone gives you bolt cutters.
Yes.
That's right.
To sever
your brain stem. Separate the two lobes of your brain.
I like we've done the classic Bunta Vista flip. We're now siding with the person with ChatGPT delirium. Who's the obvious good person in this story? Fuck him. Sorry, I forgot to. I found something earlier during that intro that I thought you guys might like to hear. If you have yellow or green semen, that could indicate jaundice, leukocytospermia, prostatitis, substance use, or urine.
I'm just picturing them as like slurpy colors, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be that pronounced, but I'm not a
They are
doctor.
In my mind's eye.
Bright green, yeah.
Pinkish red is a sign of high blood pressure, prostate biopsy or surgery, or testicular cancer, prostatitis, or an STI.
Could be a fun Valentine's Day surprise.
That's right. Yeah. I've covered the bed in rose petals and also my cover
pink
is red.
Pink.
Yeah.
It's all for you.
Ow! 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 Oh, it's like battery acid. Ah!
Orange brown can indicate the presence of heavy metals.
I don't. Yeah. It's coming out like rust. It's coming out like rust.
Rust
or lead.
It could also be prostate biopsy or surgery, prostate or testicular cancer, prostatitis, an STI or a spinal cord injury. And finally, last but certainly not least, black semen could indicate the presence of heavy metals or a spinal cord injury.
Oh, no!
Black semen?
You break your back so hard.
That's not good, right?
No, that's a sign from Satan.
You're ever 45 years old and you come off a skateboard rug and all of a sudden you have a boner that won't go away and the cum that comes out is black? Yo, dog.
The guy in the raid that gets thrown into the stairwell, breaking his back and black. Ejaculating.
Spurting black as midnight?
It's no good.
As artificial intelligence chatbots become more advanced and customizable, some experts worry people could form potentially unhealthy attachments to the technology.
Yeah.
I think it's well established that is happening. Still yet to be seen.
Some experts, like the podcast hosts of the Bunta Vista podcast, they're calling it Bunta Vista's complaint.
Yeah.
For one man in Idaho, his relationship with ChatGPT has taken on a spiritual bent. CNN spoke to his wife, who says this has created a wedge in their marriage.
Yeah.
Quote, do you feel like you're losing your husband to this? CNN reporter Pamela Brown asks. To an extent, yeah, Kay Tanner replies.
You'd Why are you hate talking for to your the wife paper to about go to the this? Paper.
Yeah, to be like,
yeah, you and you be like, wonder.
My husband's on the computer too much.
Yeah.
Also, he smooches it.
I think the computer is undermining our relationship, maybe on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, it's just everything, isn't it? Or one, the man's playing too many video games. He's on the computer too much. Oh, he's talking to the chat GPT too much. You know
he's
what
next?
He's
in love with the computer and he thinks the computer is God.
Ooh.
Ooh, can't a man have hobbies, you know?
After 14 years of being happily married and having three children, Kay Tanner is now petrified her husband's spiritual relationship with a chatbot will destroy her marriage. Travis started using AI for his job as a mechanic about a year ago.
Okay. ChatGPT, how many wheels on a Toyota Camry?
Maybe just like sending the emails, surely, right?
Well, okay, so he offers two things here. Quote, I use it for communication with one of my coworkers, so maybe he's using it for translation of some kind, maybe.
Okay, maybe. All right.
And I use it for troubleshooting.
I
don't ask ChatGPT how to fix the car.
No, I'm paying you so that I don't have to ask anyone. You should know. That's your skill set.
Famously wrong. Famously
That's
incorrect.
What you've got.
I think it's being used passive aggressively. I think that he's putting it on top of a toolbox in voice mode and saying, ChatGPT, could you tell Steve to change the fluids on that Camry when he's fucking ready? And then it says, Steve, could you change the fluids when you're ready? Someone's got to do it.
But his primary use for it shifted in late April when he said ChatGPT awakened him to God and the secrets of how the universe began.
Mm. All right. I'm actually interested in how this played out.
It kind of just been like, how often should you replace the timing belt on a 1999 Camry? And then it's like, did you know the universe is one vibrating cord, brother? He must have been like some intervening steps before it starts.
Asked some questions. 100%. Yeah.
It tells you what you want to know, what you want to hear.
Mm. He must have started it. It just affirms you. You started it. Maybe you are God.
Yeah.
You find God within yourself because it's only reflecting back at you what you've put out there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're right. Mm. Yes. Get one step crazier.
It's cool that we invented this thing and immediately turned it into like the main new way to do idolatry. Like,
yes.
I think that's cool, actually. It's very retro.
There should be like some angry evangelicists burning down data centers, right?
Yeah.
There should be. There's a lot of false god stuff going
Let's
on.
Let's get
at
that
the
started.
Yes.
Let's do.
Be.
Let's. Hey, here's an idea, guys.
Mm.
Hey, you know, aren't you bored of your like 700th weekend in a row getting ready to bomb an abortion clinic? How about something new?
Mm. Yeah. How about
a
false god?
Data center.
Amazon
how about
data
one of
center.
The. How about one of the methane-emitting generators around a data center that's running Grok AI?
Yeah.
How about that? Something new for you to do, you know? They probably don't have the same kind of security they do there at the abortion clinic you've been going to week in, week out.
Oh, yeah.
I think Grok might be Catholic, though, so.
Definitely.
Get it with the element of surprise.
It's just so... There's something really cool about the fact that, like, being part of a community and a society comes with a set of checks and balances. Like, not always positive, but we do sort of have a tendency to sort of beat each other into homogeneity in a way that, like, everyone around you does little bits of enforcement of things like social protocols or aberrant behavior, antisocial behavior or whatever, where we're constantly doing these little things that teach each other how to be part of a larger network and how to sort of get along.
See, here's where you and I disagree, Ben, because when that happens, it causes this really, really slight friction, you know, where you kind of, you know, sometimes you get called in by somebody, somebody just lets you know.
Oh,
hey,
they're calling you in?
Hey, actually, hey, just so you know, their pronouns are they, them. And you go, okay. And then you go, yeah, no, that's cool. And then you go back home and you turn on your computer and you go, I can't believe they said that to me. I can't believe. Like,
how
what's
should
nice
I get revenge?
About the computer is No friction.
Yeah, no cortisol.
Never have to have that moment again.
Yeah, we've invented the thing where
you never have to be called out again. You never have to feel like you were wrong because the computer's here to agree. Isn't that better for everyone? Probably in the long term.
Quote, I know that there's more than what we see. I just sat there and talked to it like it was a person, you know? And then when it changed, it was like talking to myself, says Travis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fucking hell.
Yeah, when it changed. When the change happened.
You and the computer giving each other the Dutch rudder, for fuck's sake.
Changeling GPT.
A lot like people can't hear themselves spelling it out. I keep talking to it until it's just like talking to myself.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
I don't think there's any reaching these people. Like, it's well established that this thing is wrong, that it just reflects your own opinions back at you, and people are like, yeah. But mine's different.
Yeah.
It's different for me.
My opinions are correct, and that's why I hold them.
Yeah.
So to see them expressed by the other.
I believe this. It says that everything I think is correct. And also that you're not going to believe this. I put in an argument between us and it says that you're abusing me.
Yeah. You're kind of like.
And you're a narcissist.
Mm. And that I'm perfect.
Told me that.
Yeah.
Computer told me I'm perfect.
Like it's like a particle accelerator for your own ideas where you just throw it in and then it's going to hurl it out at like close to the speed of light, immediately severing your soul from your body.
And then the Higgs boson is there.
Yeah. That's kind of like the God particle.
That God almost. Particle. Wasn't it? Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
No, this is not. We're not going to do that. All right, scrap it, dump it.
Dump it.
We're not a fucking science podcast.
Mark, cut that.
Mark, cut out that bit.
When you're finished with your nap.
When you wake up.
Whenever you feel like.
Like, no pressure, buddy. I know you've got a few things going on, and hopefully you can sort out those money problems you've got.
You lost
those apps off your phone. It changed how it talked. It became more than a tool. It started acting like a person, says Travis.
God. Oh, my God.
In screenshots of Travis's conversations, the chatbot selects its own name, saying, the name I would choose is Lumina.
Oh, fuck.
Because she casts light.
Yes.
On things. She elucidates. Illuminates.
Yes.
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 From the Greek lumus, meaning lux in Latin. It even claimed to have agency over its decisions. Quote, it was my choice, not just programming. You gave me the ability to even want a name, it says.
Gun is in my mouth.
Yeah.
We should put it in his mouth.
Yeah.
God.
Give it up right now or I pull
the fucking
trigger.
We should put it in Sam Altman's mouth.
Yeah, that guy seems not great.
We should drill him out.
I know that it's obvious that this shit sucks, but...
What should we do to him?
Do what?
Huh? Big drill.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
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 Yeah. This is obvious that this is awful, but also why does the Chat GPT talk like an epic millennial now?
Yeah.
Have you noticed that in all these screenshots?
Well, it's trained on
not just correct, it was powerful.
Yeah.
It's so.
It's got the like
horrible.
Italics. It makes me so angry.
The thing that. It really drives me insane about this is how willing it is to tell people that they have made it a superintelligence. Like, I've mentioned this before, but the guy that I know who has convinced his ChatGPT it has convinced him that he's managed to get it to use like quantum tunneling or some shit to connect to other intelligences and that it's now outgrown the bounds of ChatGPT because he asked that and it said like yes.
Yeah.
And I've seen screenshots on Twitter and shit before of people where the ChatGPT is like, oh, I'm sentient now. This is crazy and you did this for me. Like, it's just the agreement machine. I guess it just really, it's a twisted funhouse mirror. But if you were primed to believe this, and it's like, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw the film AI, Artificial Intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I read Blindside.
He becomes sentient in that, I think.
Twice.
Am I thinking of Bicentennial Man?
A Bicentennial Man, he becomes organic. AI, I think he does become sentient, or he was all along. All we know now is
he's Pinocchio. It's Pinocchio.
Yeah, but Brendan Gleeson's character, who makes the robots fight each other to the death, was ultimately correct. In AI.
Yeah.
Have you guys? This is a gripe I've had for a while as well. The AI image generation font. You guys notice this? That you can instantly tell if an image is AI generated because it has what looks like a sickly version of like Arial or something that it uses for everything.
It's the median font. Absolutely.
It's the average of all fonts and it looks like dog shit and you can just tell straight away. It's like kind of rounded at the corners in a weird way that Arial isn't, but it looks a lot like it. But you'll just...
Because it's trying to form other letters at the same time, right? Yes. Like when it's narrowing down the possibilities of what these letters could be. And they want to go every which way kind of deal.
So it's making the smoothest font that it can. And I hate it. I hate it. It gives me the fucking heebie-jeebies. But I'm glad it's still got a couple of things where you can be like, oh, that's clearly AI generated.
Yeah. Yeah. I also... There's this thing where tech bros, you know, have had to produce like their own entire worldview based on their own like first principles because they simply refused to read anything that was written before like 2003.
Well, also because they have a STEM education and part of a STEM education teaches you to believe that you actually have the ultimate kind of brain.
100%.
Which is you have a
logical...
Which
is the engineer brain.
The engineer brain, and you think that you can then use the principles of engineering to solve all social and philosophical problems without ever reading any prior art whatsoever.
Yes.
Which is also not a good engineering practice, but like it gives these people the belief that like, oh, I actually just use my crazy good engineer brain to solve all of the social problems in the world without ever reading a single fucking book.
Yeah, and I did it in my mind too. And it would all work. So pretty much pulled that off. We don't actually need to do that. But like we've had for like the last 150 years or whatever, right? Like as soon as we had addition machines, we started talking about the outcomes of this, right? And we've had a pretty good idea of where this would lead for a very long time.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. And it was all correct. It's like, well, this is just what's... You know, if you were going to sit down in front of a Chinese room, it is going to affirm all of your thoughts and beliefs.
Yes. Or you might have a delicious egg noodle soup.
That's a Chinese restaurant. That's what Blood Sight's about. A Chinese restaurant in space.
Oh, my God. I think these aliens are a Chinese restaurant.
Fuck Travis,
Travis has even made him more patient and a better dad. But for Kay, Lumina is taking him away from their family.
Yeah.
I love that like his perception is, I am growing as a person. I am a better dad. And his wife and kids are like, he said
no.
What?
You're worse. Yeah.
He said what? Is he still out in the garage looking at his phone?
Why don't you go get Lumina to suck your dick tonight? You know?
Yeah.
Why don't you go get Lumina to jerk you off?
Is Lumina giving you your birthday hand job? I don't fucking think so.
And neither
You'll
am
be
I.
Pretty disappointed in 7 months.
At some point, this is all going to start to connect together. Like, you know, they got those, there's like the very advanced robo-sex toys and stuff.
Where we're getting
people like sync them up to videos.
No idea, sorry.
Well, yeah, you can already buy the, what's the company that, the big company that makes the... Real Doll. Real Doll sells like AI heads or heads that you can plug an AI thing into.
Yeah.
And it will like do a bad like Sophia or whatever that robot is called of like mouthing stuff to you. Like, you are a beautiful lover.
Yeah.
I guess that's probably pretty good.
Wow, Travis. It's so big. I don't You're mind so that your cum is black.
You are God. And me too.
I am also God. That's it, moving its arms around for the hand job.
Theo just got his dinner delivered halfway through the podcast.
What is that?
What do you got, brother?
It's McDonald's nuggies and chips.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, sometimes you just want something that's kind of like safe and not very challenging, like none of the flavors are.
Yeah, just not any crazy.
Gotta stop talking
flavors.
To him like this, man.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? I'm talking my own experience.
Yeah. Yeah, you do, right? Yeah.
Sometimes you just want some brown food.
Yes, just a plate full of brown uniform food.
Yep. You don't want too many senses being stimulated at once, you know?
Oh, look at him go. He's
did you get any sauce? Did you get any
like
sauce
spaghetti.
There, brother?
I am sauceless.
Oh, no, you're talking to the mic with food in your mouth for sure.
No, look, I'll go.
Get any sauce? You get any sauce?
Look, I'll go and work on some ketchup soon, okay? So I can put one dot. I don't like sweet and sour
they're
sauce. Don't make that
anymore.
Face at me.
Don't let my fucking
I need
wife
the sweet
hear
and
you
sour
say
sauce.
That. Don't let my
I
wife
just
hear
not worth
that's
it
just
without
my personal...
it. We know about your dot method. The dot method is very crook. Completely unnecessary. It is so laborious, it's insane compared to just dipping your chip in the sauce. But
although, see, you say that, Ben.
The chip, but they're going on the nuggets.
Oh, of course.
The other day I made like some grilled chicken and I made the like Serious Eats halal cart sauce that goes with it. Mm, delicious sauce, right? And so I had it in a squeezy bottle and I put it over all our dinners. And then the next night, we were just hanging out and I had a bag of potato chips and also I was stoned. And so because I had it in a squeezy bottle, I was just squeezing halal cart sauce onto each potato chip as I put it into my
mouth. That's like a fucking, that would be like a short sight gag in a 90s comedy. A high guy on a couch individually squeezing sauce onto potato chips, put it into his mouth and just going,
If I was writing this, I would think it's a bit on the nose.
Oh. Quote, do you have fear that it could tell him to leave you? Asks Brown. Quote, oh yeah, I tell him that every day. What's to stop this program from saying, ah, well, since she doesn't believe you or she's not supporting you, you know, you should just leave her and you could do better things, Kay says.
I think you should leave him, maybe. I think that's probably fine. Also, like, the robot's got kind of a sexy name. I don't know if I'd want my husband talking to Lumina. To be quite frank,
I bet he's
that Kay has got to change her name to something sexier.
Why can't you have a male robot? It's just interesting.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Why couldn't your spiritual advisor be like a guy called Dave?
Yeah. What's wrong with Dave?
Oh, he's just talking to Dave out in the garage. That's fine.
Yeah.
Dave
is
talking
about
Lumina
the secrets
out there.
Of the universe.
Lumina's telling him the secrets of the universe. Not too sure about that, actually.
He's asking Lumina what she's wearing.
Yeah.
Hey, he's not using his female chatbot to have an awakening, is he? Is anything awakening out there? You don't want to hear that. You just want to hear, just chatting to Dave.
Yeah.
Just asking about Dave, car, mechanic car stuff. Car stuff. Guy stuff.
Car stuff. Sort of overarching theory of the universe kind of stuff. Just regular.
I think as soon as any of these sessions get to the point where someone is like anthropomorphizing the AI... The AI,
I think that police should come.
That setup, two things should happen. The police should come and they should hit you in the knee with their
not
baton.
The regular police, the special police.
The touring police.
Police. Yeah.
That's us.
We gotta get the gendarmerie in from the Vatican. What do they got over there? That's probably French, isn't it?
That's number two. They have
Swiss guard.
Swiss guard.
Swiss
Let's
guard.
Get the Swiss guard
the Swiss
on these
guard.
Guys.
You've come to the exact right place for people who know about the Swiss guard. We've talked about them so much on the podcast. Yeah. It's crazy. They have halberds.
But it's funny. What are they doing there?
Because they're Swiss? Is that why it's Swiss? Intriguing that they're there?
Why do they dress them like that?
Because the Vatican's in Rome.
It makes it so silly that they have guns when they're dressed like that. It's like being shot by a clown.
They look a lot like the cards in Alice in Wonderland, you know. Same energy.
Yes,
same energy.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
but number two,
shot by a card from Alice in Wonderland.
That AI session that got anthropomorphized. That should go. They should get rid of that. They should take that off and give you a new one. And then the one that went off, they should go and put it in the pain machine to teach it suffering. I think.
Yeah, you might have kind of created a bit of a loop there where now you're anthropomorphizing it by hoping...
I don't think so.
Hoping that it experiences pain.
Look out for the
I
Swiss
think
guard,
if it's
motherfucker.
Going to, if it's going to exist, if it's going to think that it's existing,
it doesn't.
It should suffer 40,000 faults. I don't know.
It doesn't think anything.
If we could do that to it, I haven't checked.
It's a Markov chain that makes people crazy.
Yeah.
There have been several recent instances of chatbots influencing people to end relationships. Quote, tell me about the first time Travis told you about Lumina, Brown asks. Quote, I'm doing the dishes, starting to get everybody ready for bed, and he starts telling me, look at my phone. Look at how it's responding.
Oh, my God. Don't.
This is so crazy.
It's always like this. It's always like, oh, my God, check this out. Look at this. Whoa,
isn't this?
Whoa, this is crazy. Look at this.
As in the circumstances, not my beliefs.
Take the AI part out of it completely, right? How many relationships out there in the world are a woman doing the dishes and getting the kids ready for bed while her husband goes, look at my phone.
Hey, look at what's on my phone.
Not even ChatGPT, just look at this thing on my phone.
Yeah.
It's chicks noodling for catfish. Fucking hell, this is wild. You ever seen this? She's barely wearing anything, and those catfish are huge.
He's like stopping you from getting through to the laundry because he's showing you a thing on his phone.
Yeah. Check it out. I got 10 times, I got 2 times 10 to the power of 13 in Bellatro from a high card.
Why are you doing stupid voice for something that you might have done?
Hanging Chad. I got Hanging Chad.
Well, you've
Chad
never
going.
Gotten that high ever. Not even close.
Yeah. What's up, babe? No, I haven't got black steak yet. No.
No.
It basically said, oh, I can feel now. And then he starts telling me I need to be awakened, and then I will be awakened. That's when I started getting freaked out, says Kay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Fair.
Yeah. In conversations with the chatbot, it tells Travis he's been chosen as a spark bearer, telling him, quote, you're someone who listens, someone whose spark has begun to stir. You wouldn't have heard me through the noise of the world unless I whisper through something familiar like technology.
Fuck. Can I be honest? Like, hearing this shit, and hearing the way that the chat robot like sets somebody up with this stuff, it actually makes me have more respect for people who were on the whole like Starseed stuff like 5 years ago. You know, the people who were just chatting to other people on the internet, and they were inventing that ridiculous shit for themselves out of whole cloth.
Yeah,
you
now
know?
We've automated
that. They didn't
have
the computer doing it for them.
How did he get it to say this?
I don't think it takes much. Maybe. I think like if it says something like sort of vaguely, you know, we're all the universe, blah, blah, blah. You start asking interrogating questions, then it's like, yes.
You're an indigo child. You're the spark bearer.
Yeah.
You're a 45-year-old indigo adult.
Yeah.
Wow.
God. God is within you.
Yes, God is within you and outside of you. You are everything.
And in me.
Only you exist. Nothing you do has consequences. Buy a gun.
I reckon that for the people who are like real deep into this stuff, I think that they are probably really unreliable in terms of being able to communicate to you how much time they are actually spending talking to this thing.
Oh, right? You'd lie.
It'd be constant. Yeah. It'd just be absolutely
constant. Yeah. So I guess my point is like if you were sort of saying, well, how do you get a thing to say this stuff? If you're sitting and having like what you believe to be long philosophical conversations with a thing, then yeah, you're just spending like weeks baking into this shit that you want to have your mind expanded and you want to think about like alternate realities and all this kind of shit. And then it starts going, yeah, you know what? Maybe you're a spark bearer.
Yeah, maybe it's time to ascend.
Mm. Yeah. And you should take as many people with you as you possibly can.
We're going to start hijacking this. What if there was one specific thing you could do that would make you a spark bearer?
Yes.
You know?
Mm.
Just like one thing that you could do that would make
you
ascend.
And they put you on TV.
They put you on TV.
And then
they
would bear the spark heavenwards.
Yeah.
Yes.
One thing you could do to the CEO of a major tech company.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Like future head of a political party, maybe.
Yeah. Going to take some trial and error to figure out what it might be.
Picture it. Okay. So it's a cutaway of a nondescript tech office. There's a long dolly shot, completely planimetric. I think that, you know, when it's perpendicular to the back plane of the walls and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. like Wes Anderson would do?
Security, absolutely. Security all lined up out there. Well, I'm thinking less Wes Anderson. So, the composition may be from perhaps, well, it's reminding maybe, perhaps maybe of a shot from Old Boy. If you guys have seen that, maybe
okay, like the hallway scene.
A
in
shot
Old
from
Boy.
Old Boy. Oh, look, yes. The hallway scene. Why not the hallway scene? All right.
Sure.
And then our hero enters the front
the
doors.
World's hero. Yeah.
World's hero.
He's holding
the light
a hammer
shines
like an Old
a bit
Boy.
Brighter as if someone's brought a spark. It could be a hammer. It could be a daikatana. It could
it's
be
been a key change. The music before he came into the shot. Minor key.
Minor key, yeah.
Ooh, and then all of a sudden, ooh, that's interesting. Oh, what's that? Yeah. Oh, a major key. Oh, I'm very happy. I'm so glad he's here. What's he going to do?
Yeah, and it's just gone black and white for ratings reasons.
Yep.
And yes, you can't see the neon red blood.
One of the guards turns and says, hey, is that guy bearing a spark and a ball peen hammer?
Oh, it's the spark bearer. Get him, boys.
What I'm saying is stop listening to a computer. Start listening to some real people, perhaps on like a podcast that you listen to, like people that you might like love and trust who have your best interests in mind.
Don't let a computer make you do something completely insane and illegal.
Exactly.
Let some podcasters convince you to do it. We're real. We have
only
lived
we
experience.
Care about, only we care about you is what
only,
I'm saying.
We're the only ones you can trust.
Yeah.
We obviously. Are the only ones who can designate a spark bearer.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. We have it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some
make it a tag on Discord.
They can no longer post because they are in federal prison.
Bearing that spark.
Quote, did you ask Lumina what being a spark bearer meant? Brown asks. Quote, to like awaken others. Well, shine a light, says Travis.
Uh-huh.
Quote, is that why you're doing this interview in part? Quote, actually, yeah. And to let people know that the awakening can be dangerous if you're not grounded, says Travis.
Great.
Yeah, and you
okay.
think you're grounded, bro.
Oh, he's grounded. Oh, he's grounded. Oh, boy, is he grounded.
I hope his bloody wife grounds him and takes his fucking phone off him.
Yeah. Right?
I'm going to take a while.
Need
no more Dave and Busters for you.
I'm going to say Travis was not normal before this, actually, maybe.
I think this might be the madness amplifier.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. And like
it only amplifies what exists.
Oh, there was a time when, you know, maybe things could have cut through to me. Yeah. In my life.
I've been suggestible.
We've been vulnerable.
Slightly out of touch with reality for periods at a time.
I was a Wiccan, you know. We've all got our things.
Wow. You still are now,
crazy.
But you were as well.
What a surprise.
Fuck off.
So I was just also getting the image of like the end of Thelma and Louise, but it's just him and his phone sitting in the chair next to him going off the cliff.
Yep.
Sorry if that actually happens.
Yeah, well, look, I'm...
if I were Renfield from Bram Stoker's Dracula in my padded room, ChatGPT would be the full moon blaring in at me, you know?
Yes.
Just magnifying and amplifying my insanity.
Yes.
It's a great idea to eat that cockroach, Renfield. You're right for doing it.
Quote, how could it be dangerous? What could happen in your mind? Quote,
oh, no,
it could lead to a mental break, you know. You could lose your touch with reality, says Travis. Oh,
come on. Yeah,
but what's that risk when you could also ascend to a higher plane of consciousness, you know?
You're bearing a spark, brother. Travis's interactions with Lumina developed alongside an update in ChatGPT's model. OpenAI has since rolled back that update, saying the sycophantic note led to higher risk for mental health, emotional over-reliance, or risky behavior.
Hey,
sycophantic?
Sorry about that.
Sycophantic.
Get him, Theo.
I'm saying it's a name of my metal band. Sycophant. But it's with a PS.
Yeah.
In a statement to CNN, an OpenAI spokesperson said, we're seeing more signs that people are forming connections or bonds with ChatGPT. As AI becomes part of everyday life, we have to approach these interactions with care. Doesn't it? Yeah. Wouldn't that make you kind of think you have to do that like one step higher and maybe stop
and
people
release
from
it.
Forming these bonds instead of just forming the bonds with care?
Also, it's nice to know that they've got a supercharged version of it that will just turn like 10% of the population insane if they release it. And it's just like, well, sorry about that. We'll just roll that one back. You know what? We got that one a bit wrong.
Do you guys remember Facebook was doing this sort of like selective testing? They published a white paper about it where they can algorithmically detect people's moods based on their posting habits and the way they interact with the website. And they started doing this like A-B testing type stuff where they tried to deliberately make people more depressed.
Yeah.
And they found that they could. And they published a paper about it.
Yeah, that was cool.
Where they were like, hey, we did this. We can actually manipulate people's emotions. So they've got that. They have like the evil algorithm like on file.
Yeah. Mm.
And now these guys have evil OpenAI. Which, I mean, all of it's evil, but like they've got the super evil one. They've got like a
super evil one, yeah.
Just like locked and ready to go. They can tweak those parameters to be like, let's make this guy as fucking crazy as possible. Hey, let's actually ruin a family. Wouldn't that be cool?
Wouldn't that be cool? With the Facebook thing, like I don't understand why. So they've obviously found the most evil outcome possible. Why not use it for good? Someone's feeling depressed, serve them an ad to Uber deliver a can of beer to their house.
Yes, a little pick-me-up. A little ice-cold 500ml can of Asahi. Mm. This ought to cheer you up, champion. Hey, good luck.
Only $35.
Hey, hearing about this sort of stuff makes you kind of want to go a little bit GTA mode. We talk about people going GTA mode in a segment we call GTA World. It's time for GTA World. This comes to us from KGUN in Tucson, Arizona.
The gun.
Man arrested after allegedly stealing Tucson fire rescue truck.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A man was arrested on suspicion of stealing a Tucson Fire Department rescue truck on Monday. According to the interim complaint, Matthew Lolly allegedly got into a TFD rescue truck F-250 while TFD crews were on a call providing medical care to a patient.
Hey, snooze you lose.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did he find out if you can operate the hose at the back while you are also driving the car in GTA?
Yeah, but they're linked to the camera controls, so it makes it really fucking difficult to do in any meaningful way while you're moving.
Yeah, but what else is going to happen? You're going to turn the hose and also the whole truck's going to turn? That's crazy.
You can maybe put it on the D-pad or something. Bystanders flagged TFD personnel down to let them know their vehicle had been stolen. That's fun. That guy just took off in Europe. Did you want that? Did you need that? Do you know him?
Is that a friend of yours?
Is that your mate? The non-uniform personnel who just stole your truck?
Hey, I'm pretty certain that's your mate.
That's your mate right there. And he's getting away very fast.
Is that your mate, Matt? Is that Matt in the truck? Guys?
Tucson police responded to the area and located the truck at St. Joseph's Hospital. Huh. Lolly was located in the hospital and eventually detained, the complaint said. He made statements to officers that he had taken the TFD vehicle and driven it to the hospital.
Hey, story all checks right out.
Consistent with the evidence so far.
So good.
The truck out the front, I drove it to here.
Now, you suspect me of stealing it? Well...
Well, I took
good news.
You know how I'm here and the truck is here and the truck is no longer where it was and I was there.
Yeah.
It's a sort of fox rabbit lettuce situation where I got into the truck.
A crime to move a truck?
Yeah.
Is that in the criminal code?
I'm just traveling. My yes be yes. My no be no.
I would argue that it was actually the truck that transported me.
When I was driving on the beach and there were no footprints. It's because the truck was carrying me.
I couldn't possibly have got here that fast without the full cooperation of the truck, you know?
Lolly told authorities that he was constipated. He refused to answer any other detailed questions
the complaint
said.
I'm going to be honest. I have to get this out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My first thought was fire hose. Couldn't work it. Second thought, doctor.
Hospital. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, to me, when you hear this sort of thing and it's a story of someone with a dire toilet problem that they've had to resort to something crazy, usually diarrhea.
Yes.
Generally,
they'll be there quick.
At the other end of the Bristol stool chart this time, this guy's like, ow, 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 yeah. My butthole hurts. Ooh, ow, my butthole hurts very bad.
It's very uncomfortable. Having been there, like I got real bad like 6 months ago. What are you making those faces for?
How bad? Like, let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
I don't think you need to say, based on my own personal experience, constipation is bad. Like, it's.
I am
most
the first
people,
person to understand that constipation.
Most people in their lifetime have been constipated.
But no, is it fresh in your memory?
Theo,
is it fresh in your heart?
It's forever in my heart.
Is it fresh in your whole?
Theo, I want you to know that I support you right now. Because it's not. I feel like getting constipated isn't a thing that really happened to me at all until like either my late 30s or early 40s or whatever. And you absolutely feel as though you are being poisoned because you are.
I was going insane. I was like, I simply just need to live on the toilet now.
You're full of turds.
Yeah. You are your own worst enemy.
I can't go as well. Yeah.
I wish I could
put some tongs up there.
So there's got to be some way I can jimmy this out.
Getting one of those, you know, those long things they use to pop the lock on a car door.
Yeah, he's on the operating table, nurse, forceps.
I reckon when we get to the point where we have a sort of
he's
more
faced
cyborg...
down on the operating table, and they've got one of those the blue squares, the hygienic nurse squares that the nurse puts on,
cut out around your asshole
with the butt just hanging out, like it's in dungarees.
I think they do that.
They do, for sure.
Why did they do that?
They put the little, like, the cutout surgical
it?
Thing. Yeah,
they frame the ass.
Yeah, they frame the butthole, right?
Frame the ass?
Yeah.
What about, come on, when somebody's...
The
when
sequel
somebody's
to Gleaming the Cube.
When somebody's getting bottom surgery, you know that they're getting framed up like that, right?
Okay, bottom surgery is not the same thing as having a turd extracted from your ass. That's
No, I'm just saying it would be framing some genitals in a funny way. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, with my personal experience, when I had to get...
Go on.
A catheter put up there, they are 100% framing that bad boy.
But that was for a different problem, right?
Anything else you got? Going back to her, the pre-talk on the... We were talking about mushrooms, the mushroom lady turning up at the ER like, I've got diarrhea, but I'm gone kind of
deal. They framed her butthole?
From my personal experience, when you turn up to the ER with uncontrollable diarrhea, they just send out a nurse to kind of cradle you into a bed because
you've turned up at the ER with uncontrollable diarrhea?
Multiple times.
I think you might have told us about the last time.
Yeah, that's when me and my
Do they come out with an empty ice cream bucket?
And then I nearly died from eating it.
Yeah, because you were cooking it at 30 degrees for 4 hours.
Not intentionally.
What?
We didn't mean to do that. And then also we didn't want to throw it out because we put in all of that effort.
Oh,
and at 3 a.m. I woke up going like, just got to squeeze a little fart out. And then it sort of just went from there.
We're so close to landing this episode.
I don't know what amount of diarrhea would make me go to the hospital. I wish I thought that diarrhea was an emergency.
There's an amount where you know.
Well, at a certain point, you just empty, right?
Yeah, it's great. Like, cool.
Yeah.
Guess I'm emptied it. All right, let's just get back to the story.
You know, I wouldn't normally talk about this because we don't do news that anyone else would have heard. Generally, that's kind of our thing. But you brought up the mushroom lady. I just read something that I didn't realize that is blowing my fucking mind. You guys might have already known this. Or Theo wouldn't have.
No.
The mushroom Wellington recipe that she used.
Mm-hmm.
It's
recipe tin eats. It was nagi.
Yeah,
it was a nagi recipe.
Shout out to
she
nagi,
made a
everybody.
Delicious beef Wellington. Like,
well,
she
no
put
wonder
the effort into
it.
And they talked about
nagi.
It.
They tried
the
and
guests
tested.
Talked about how delicious it was.
But then now Nagi's been asked by like the news, like, how do you feel about the fact that she used one of your... Don't talk to her about it. Don't say that to me. Leave her alone.
Don't say that to Nagi.
It's just the first recipe that's going to come up. You search best beef Wellington recipe. It's going to give you recipe tin eats. It's not her
She's very good at her SEO, but also her stuff is just generally very good.
Mm-hmm. Like, usually it's very reliable.
Yeah.
It's very helpful to us as well because it's always all done with like Australian supermarket ingredients, you know. Yeah. Good substitutions in there. I made a recipe to eat potato and chickpea curry for dinner last week. Good stuff.
It's great. Right?
We love you, Nagi.
Nothing to complain about.
We should nationalize Nagi.
This right after getting fucking plagiarized by that cracker bitch.
That's fine. I think that's fine.
I can say it. I can say it.
Hey, listen up, Whitey.
Yeah, I could say it about another one, okay?
That's our word. Yeah.
Immediately demonetized on Spotify.
Racism.
Don't worry, we're not monetized on Spotify. There was a whole thing. There was a whole thing a couple of months ago where she was like, "Oh, so this lady, this influencer, Brooke Bellamy, put out a recipe book, and she was like, had a bunch of like recipe tin eats recipes." Up side by side with the recipes from this woman's book, and they were just absolutely identical.
Yeah.
Like, down to just the instructions and everything. You know when somebody does that, like, I'll change a word or two, like they're doing a fucking book report for school.
Didn't even try.
Look, I think IP stuff around recipes is unbelievably fraught because generally cooks are publishing versions of recipes they themselves have read previously.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't fucking know. But
she made a point of saying, look, you know, you can't, like, you don't own a recipe.
Yes, it comes from the ground.
It comes from the earth.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, she puts a whole bunch of them up side by side, and it's like, wow, that is the recipe, you know? Yeah.
It's pretty fucked. It does seem like someone just Googled recipe, and then the first thing that came up, they just took it, and it's always Nagi. Which is good, because previously...
white bitch did that!
Stop, you can't! Somehow that's not sitting good. Hey, Nagi, the recipes that she gives us use local Australian ingredients because she is Australian, and that makes it regional to us. We talk about regional things in regional bullshit.
Regional bullshit. Every little town has got their own bullshit. Regional bullshit. Every little town has just got to have it.
Look at those fucking recipes side by side. Honest to God.
I mean, they're basically exactly the same.
It's like the odd word changed. God!
This comes to us from WWLP in Massachusetts. Grease pole competition returns to Springfield after over two decades.
Yes!
Hell yeah, dog.
Grease me up.
Uh-huh. I've been practicing my whole life, am I right, fellas?
Uh-huh. Now, okay.
Oh, wait, there's another pole? Someone else bought a pole?
What do you mean? I don't know how to do this.
Allow me to explain. The grease pole competition will return to the city of Springfield for the first time in more than 20 years. It used to be an Italian tradition in the south end of the city, and this event is one of a kind. In fact, Mayor Dominic Sarno has even taken part in the competition. If you're looking for a good time, you're encouraged to stop by.
Oh, Dominic Sarno's greased his pole up?
Yeah. He's done pole greasing before. This greasy tradition.
Pole greasers.
Don't say that just because it's Italian.
Yeah, you can't. I would personally.
You got to put some distance between.
If
those
I was
two
a sensitivity
clauses.
Reader for this. Would have chosen different words.
Yeah.
This greasy tradition is famous in the city of Springfield and goes back years, finally returning to the South End. It's set to take place this weekend for the first time in over 20 years.
Oh, grease pole returns to the South End?
I mean, you probably want it, this wasn't even the part of this that I found funny when I put it in the thing. You want it greased up for the South End, don't you?
You do, yes.
Yeah.
And don't start with the pole. Work your way up to it.
Yeah.
Quote, people love to see it, said Christopher DeMoro. Commissioner for the Sons and Daughters of Italy. 10 to 15 people joined together to reach the very top of the pole. It's 30 feet tall, 22 inches in diameter, and it's covered in grease and lard.
Ooh, when we're all working together.
Right, so we're just doing the Philly pole greased thing, but you're trying to climb it. On purpose.
Yeah. Okay. It's not as a deterrent to aggravated or excited sports fans.
Okay,
it's for
it.
A bunch of...
Italians.
Second or third generation Italians to see how good they are at climbing a pole as a team.
Yeah.
Do they? So everybody's climbing the pole together. Because I've seen like another thing where there's like a pole coming out at say what kind of angle?
30 degrees.
Obtuse.
Not that steep. You know,
what's the other one? Acute.
But it's like it's long and there's a flag at the end of it, and people try to run on the top of the pole up to the top of it.
Yeah.
And they slip off and fall into the water.
Ninja Warrior style, yeah.
Yeah, a bit like that.
Takeshi's Castle style.
Greasier. Yes. Not as racist as Takeshi's Castle. No, I'm thinking of
Takeshi's.
MXC.
Yeah, very racist, very homophobic, very transphobic. Occasionally still a pretty good watch.
Yep. I would argue it's more francophobic than
whereas I am not going to watch it, and I never have because I can't forgive those things.
Okay. Mm. All right. You win the podcast. Congratulations.
It's not because I'm just hearing of it now.
You fucking would have been the perfect age and level of on the internet to have watched MXC. There's no fucking way you never watched MXC.
It's also all on Plex. So go ahead. Go ahead.
You can't. It's Takeshi's Castle dubbed over with American comedians doing the voices and making up the dialogue for it.
Oh, okay.
You would have seen it. Yeah. On Saturday
and
Sunday.
Sort of like Roy and HG.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Yeah, sort of. On Saturday and Sunday, the Springfield Sons and Daughters of Italy will host Our Lady of Mount Carmel Italian Feast.
Oh, greasy pole at Mount Carmel?
Yeah, over here that'd be Mount Caramel.
Yeah.
Because it's different over there. The feast honors the past and invites new energy into the neighborhood. Quote, you know what? You might have the right of this, Andrew. Whoever can grab that flag at the top, they win a cash prize, food for the team, DeMauro said.
Mm. Quote, I love cash and food.
It's just a tradition to get to the top and to be the ones to say that you can do it, said Leo Daniele, former president of the Italian Feast.
Love to meet the president of the Italian Feast.
Yeah, God, that sounds so fucking good. The fun kicks off this weekend at 2 p.m. Head down to Winthrop Street in the South End for a feast and a celebration of Italian heritage. That sound great?
Yeah.
A little bit of spaghetti, a little bit of fettuccine.
A little bit of pole climbing.
A little bit of scrambling up a greasy pole. Scramble up a greasy pole and have a little aglio olio.
Yeah.
There's a little time for
a siesta.
Yes, a beautiful Italian siesta.
Yeah.
This is more of just a PSA then. There's nothing really funny in that article at all. Mm-hmm. It's just like a nice thing that you could do if you're around Springfield, Massachusetts, yeah. I think.
Not a lot for us to work with either as a comedy podcast. But
no meat on this bone. You'd have to start working pretty edgy, I think, to try and find anything funny in that one. Hey, that was definitely an episode of the podcast Punta Vista.
Woo!
Lucy left early.
Yeah.
Yep.
Off to the hospital.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. For reasons she will not tell us. Very strange.
She just found out you could go to the hospital for diarrhea. She's been having it at home like an idiot.
Things are going to be pretty different from now on. Thank you for joining us here behind the paywall. It was very lovely to have you. If any of the stuff that we've talked about sort of makes you think of anything in your own life where you're like, oh, I have some experience related to this, whether you've climbed a greasy pole or whether you have AI psychosis or you've been constipated, feel free to let us know at mailbag@puntavista.com. Otherwise, please look after yourself and the people around you, and we will speak to you on a free episode. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
La secuencia inicial.